I'm Rebecca Blacksmith, and now joining us in studio, the president, CEO, and director of Cuisine Solutions, Stanislas Vilgren.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Good. I'm glad you pronounced it right.
I got it right. Yeah. I got a little Polish in me, so I'm at least in the same area. Now, Cuisine Solutions produces and markets fully cooked, frozen, and prepared foods to food service, onboard services, retail, military, and national restaurant chain businesses in the United States and Europe. And what it sounds to me, and you were a founder of this company.
Yes, I started the company in 1972. That company was started in 1990.
Okay.
1972 was Vie de France, which was the bakery company that was developed earlier on.
Okay. And Cuisine Solutions has been located in Alexandria, Virginia since 1990?
Basically, yes. Yes. Our plant is in Alexandria, Virginia, and the corporate office used to be in Tyson's Corner, then we moved in Alexandria, Virginia about 10 years ago.
Okay. And it sounds to me like you took an original concept, which is taking food and then finding all these different markets and ways to expand it. Like, oh, let's get the train folks. Let's get the airlines. You know, okay, now let's package this for other chefs. Let's, you know. And so you kind of kept developing new ways to take a concept. Is that accurate?
Yes. Actually, the technology is called sous vide, and it's been developed by great chefs, four chefs. And it was a way to enhance the quality of the food because you vacuum pack raw material and then you cook it at very low temperature for a very long time. So you have a moist product. You have a very tasty product because it's cooking all inside its own juice. And you have on top of it a very safe product because it's cooked at pasteurization level. And what we discovered while doing that with this technology, not only enhanced the quality of the food, but it gave you a very good way of serving food in places where it was difficult to serve food or where for large number of people or for even kitchen where they have large menus, it was probably a much more convenient way and a better way to deliver food to their patrons. So when I first started, we had only one thing in mind, was to sell to hotels and banquet places. And we developed that. We started like this. Worked okay. It was a very difficult start because, as always, when you start a new concept, new product, a new industry, as we called it at that time, you get only the early adopters. And there are not that many early adopters in the food business. It's a very traditional industry, so it was a little more complicated than I thought it was going to be, but as we developed and we went into more and more channels, it started to make sense, and then it really developed very nicely after that.
Now, is the sous vide cooking technique which you use? It's a way to preserve more moisture and taste your food. Can that be used at the same time in a restaurant? Do restaurants that night use it, or is it only if you're preserving food long term?
No, it's actually not a way to preserve food. It's a way to cook food and to cook it at very precise temperatures. And what you are meaning by that is that a restaurant, we've trained almost all the three Michelin three-star chefs or the five chefs, New York five stars chef in New York and Washington all over, to the cooking technique, because you can do it yourself. Mm-hmm. And you can use some of our product for some of the long, very long cooking. We cook meat for 72 hours, for example. Mm-hmm. I don't think any restaurants has the time to cook meat for 72 hours. But if you want a good short rib, cook for a very long period of time, it's better that it's cooked 72 hours at very low temperature than cooked, you know, faster at a higher temperature. So we that's what we develop, and that's what we do for. So we do the course. We teach people how to do it, if they want to know how to do it technically, and do it safely technically. On the other side, we also manufacture some of the product as well for the food service industry.
So do you have a hard time going to McDonald's?
Actually, it's interesting because there is a lot of applications to what we call QSR as well. You know, at the end of the day, it's what you put in the bag. If the raw material is very cheap, very low grade raw material, then you're not going to have a great product at the end. We try to take, you know, very high quality ingredients, organic ingredients, all natural ingredients. cook it at low temperature. So we have the slow food type product on top of an organic raw material, and then you can develop it into a much better, much better product.
Okay, on that excellent. Side. We're speaking with Cuisine Solutions, Stanislas Vilgren. He's the president, CEO, and director. And last year, Cuisine Solutions relaunched Five Leaf, a celebrity chef retail packaged goods line, to rave reviews. And it was called Five Leaf, I'm going to hand you some water. Five Leaf is Cuisine Solutions. It's a piece of what Cuisine Solutions has launched, and he launched a bunch of different things over the years. They did everything from fully cooked, frozen, and prepared foods to food service to onboard services to retail to military to national restaurant chain businesses in the United States and Europe. And this seems like an additional line.
Yes. Sorry.
That's all right. Grab some water.
Five Leaf is the, how do you say that? Is the...
celebrity chef retail.
Celebrity chef, yeah. So what we did is we used the top chefs in the country, in the world actually, top chefs, all Michelin three-star chefs, or very, very well-known in terms of best known chefs in the world. And we wanted to learn from them. They wanted to learn the technology. They wanted to see how sous vide really worked. And we wanted to learn from them some of the recipes. And what we did is we developed that joint company with them. And they gave us the recipes and we tried to copy them. Then they kept working at it to make sure that we get exactly the same kind of quality that they have in their own restaurants. So we didn't do some of the recipes that they gave us. We did their feature products inside their own restaurants, and to make sure that it fits exactly and it's exactly the same product as what they have in their restaurants. We don't want to prove ourselves that we could do it. And we wanted to also prove the chef that the technology could reproduce those kind of recipes exactly the same way all over time.
And were they impressed?
They were quite impressed, actually. Okay. They could not believe that it would be the same thing. I remember Danielle Boulu had a TV network asking about when we launched it to do a comparable in New York. And so they invited a couple and they asked them, okay, we're going to eat exactly the same food, but one is going to be from Five Leaf and the other one is going to be made in restaurants. And to the surprise of the chef, they couldn't tell the difference.
Wow.
They exchanged the meals and they couldn't tell the difference.
It's like a Coca-Cola Pepsi test, right?
That's
remember
right,
when
exactly.
they did those tests?
Exactly. Except that there it was two Coca-Cola or two Pepsis, exactly the same on the recipe. So that was great for us. We learned a lot. I learned a lot on some of the recipes of the top chefs, how they do things, how they reduce sauce, how they make, how they use the great ingredients. So it was wonderful on our side. And I think they learn about temperatures and how low can you cook and how long can you cook also. And how does it tenderize meat naturally without having to resort to chemicals or anything like that. So it was a very, very good experience from all of us. Commercially, it was successful. It is still successful, but we still need to extend. It's a very high-end product line because it's the recipes of the top chefs in the world. So it's a pretty expensive product to launch.
We're speaking with Stanislas Vilgren here with us on Leaders Portfolio. I'm Rebecca Blacksmith. It's all here on leadersportfolio.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
Hey, I'm Rebecca Blacksmith here on Leaders Portfolio with the President, CEO, and Director of Cuisine Solutions, Stanislas Vilgren. And he was the 2007 Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year for Greater Washington. So congratulations on that.
No,
and now
you.
I have to ask you your leadership philosophy. What is your leadership philosophy?
Napoleon used to say, and I, you know, of course, Napoleon is popular in France, maybe not as popular in some other countries, but I used to say everything is a question of execution. And execution is about attitude. So I try to focus a lot on the execution, on the leadership side, making sure I have the right people to execute the strategy that we have, and give them a lot of leeways on the positive execution, to the condition that they have the right attitude. We say actually that we hire more on attitude than on aptitude. I think attitude is very important, especially in the food business, where you have to have a lot of passion and a lot of motivation to keep going. It's a hard industry, but it's a passionate industry, and that's why I like being in that industry.
Now, way back when you worked, before you worked 15 years at Vie de France as president, you started as an assistant bakery manager in 1984.
Yes, in Denver.
What's your best dish?
I love to make the croissant. And I did my studies in France. I had an MBA from Paris 9 Dauphine in finance. But my father gave me a very good advice. He said, you have to learn to do something with your hands. Just working with your intellect is not enough. You have to know, do something with your hands. So either you do some music. I love music. I love opera. I wanted to sing. But that was not my hand. So I decided to pass a Master Baker degree. So I had my CAP, which is an exam in France to pass for bakery, as well as my MBA. So I had a very good background with your hands, doing something, knowing to do something with your hands, as well as with your intellect. It gives you a very good balance for life.
And I like croissants with salmon, cream cheese, and capers.
Yeah, well, that's a very interesting story about that. Our board of directors at that time was... five French and five Americans. And the Americans had proposed, which I thought at that time, a ham and cheese croissant. And for the French, mixing ham and cheese with croissant was an absolute sin. And the French said, no, absolutely, no way. We cannot authorize that. This is the wrong thing to do. And so on. And of course, the American did it anyway. And it became the bestseller. It not only became the bestseller in the U.S., it became the bestseller in France also. So to tell you, how much, we very structured in our food beliefs in France. And in the U.S., you innovate constantly on things. And I think it's a very good thing. And the proof is the ham and cheese croissant. So same thing with the croissant with salmon, smoked salmon. That's a perfect dish with croissant, but it's something that would not come out of a French mind because it's just you don't mix sweet with savory.
Interesting. Give. And that's actually, isn't that becoming more common that cultures, now that we're so global, there's
blend.
So much more probably cross
fusion. Exactly, it's fusion, it's blending, it's all of those at the same time, and that's why America is very well. Positioned for that. You can see today, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you had no chefs, no American chefs in the top 20 chefs in the world. Now you have five of them. You have actually more American chefs in the top 20 than you have French chefs. So that's really interesting. You have Spanish chefs, you have a French chef, you have English chefs, you have American chefs. The English chef, Eston Blumenthal, named the best chef in the world. Who would have thought that England could produce good chefs? Well, they do now. So that tells you how the blending and how the creativity works all over. And I think that's a very good thing for food in general.
We're speaking with the President, CEO, and Director of Cuisine Solutions. And you, as you said, you got your MBA from University Paris Dauphine.
Dauphine, yes.
Dauphine. And I have a Forbes business quote for you. And this is, I picked this one for you. It's on food. Food. Part of the spiritual expression of the French, and I do not believe that they have ever heard of calories.
That's a very accurate, very accurate quote. I would add to that they do. As a result of that, they do also a lot. They do a lot more walking, and that's probably why we don't have to count the calories. We love to sit on a cafe and walk to the next things. We don't take our cars for everywhere, and that's probably why we don't count calories, and yet we don't have too much of a weight problem right at the moment.
Yeah, and that's from Beverly Baxter, Forbes Business Quote for today. Now, you get us caught up on how Cuisine Solutions is situated now. Public company.
Recently. We just recently went what we call going dark. That means we did a reverse forward split, we have now have less than 300 shareholders. That way, we don't have the burden of the public reporting. As well as the cost of public reporting, which was becoming, for the size of our company, overwhelming. So that's where we decided to really focus on our business, focus less on Wall Street and focus on our business to keep developing the companies, but, you know, not having to work with the burden of Sarbanes-Oxley or the SEC and try to move forward from there.
And how are you doing in this economic climate? We ask all CEOs this now because it's so tough out there.
It's been very hard. Of course, our customers have been hit pretty hard. As you know, casual dining chains have been hit hard. Hotel chains have been hit hard. If you looked at some of the results of hotel chains, even here locally, it's not been pretty. And it's hard for everyone. I think it's. I heard a quote from one of my friends at YPO that told me, "Never waste a good recession." I think this is time for us, and it's perfect, good time to rethink the way we serve food and we deliver food. And I think there's a very good point here to try to totally rethink the business and find a way, a better way. To deliver better food to the consumer faster with less space and less pollution. So hopefully that's what we do, and hopefully we'll convince more and more customers to use our technology and our products to do that.
Are you changing how you deliver your product?
No, it's the I think the market is coming to us.
Interesting.
Because we use a lot less space, a lot less calories, a lot. And so for a restaurant operator, that casual dining chains that to had, big kitchens, big space, lots of labor, lots of preparation time, and so on and so forth, they don't have to do that with sous vide. We can have those done and not prepared, but they assemble it at the restaurant. They can deliver, I believe, better quality food, safer, much more... with the right ingredients, organic, lower calories, but very tasty food, and for a fraction of the cost that they used to deliver that. So I think for us, it's actually the recession is actually helping us. People have to change the way they view their business, their restaurant business.
Have you had to focus on getting your costs down in your cost for the product cost?
You constantly have to do it anyway, because that's the nature of the beast. So it's constant in motion. But what's important now for restaurant operators is they have to look at their fixed costs. They have to look at the way the amount of space they use for delivering food, because it's real estate cost, it's more rental, it's more cost to put a restaurant together. And we're fighting that, and we have a great product for that in order for them to get a much better cost structure on their restaurant. So that's what's it's helping. And we see some very good improvement on that sense. So we hope that we'll be able to keep focusing on that side and pushing it forward.
And I can ask you about, you are the 2007 Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year for Greater Washington. We're speaking with the President, CEO, and Director of Cuisine Solutions, Stanislas Vilgren. And let's talk about entrepreneurs in the recession. Do you advocate people trying to be an entrepreneur right now?
Oh, absolutely. This is the right
good time.
Perfect time to do it.
Because people need things.
Yeah, need things and need change. And this is a recession create change. And this is I've been in this country 25 years and I've never seen it as bad as this is. And so what an opportunity to create change, develop change, to create new products, develop new concepts so that, it fits the new paradigms of the recession. You have to use, it has to be less costly, it has to use less ways of less waste, less energy. All those things are all coming together. And, to me, it's perfect time for entrepreneurs. It's actually good recessions. There's no such thing as a good recession, but tough recessions, this one, is the perfect time for entrepreneurs to get going. because, you know, people need solutions and entrepreneurs find the solutions that adapt to a new market. So I believe this is a perfect time for getting into new business.
It's also a time when you can tell who really is an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah. They have the will to do it. And God knows it's difficult when things are all turning negative to be able to want to be an entrepreneur. That's hard.
Can you spot an entrepreneur from a mile away?
Usually, yeah.
Five minutes with somebody you can tell?
Yeah, you can tell. It's mostly in the attitude. It's
stubborn.
Stubborn and listening, but still very big believer, very passionate about what they do. And I think usually you find them on it. When somebody can talk to you as passionately on their softwares or on the things that, you know, it's not an exciting topic, but they talk passionately about it. I'm saying, man, that's an entrepreneur. Man, he's really believing in what he's doing, and he's just moving it forward. And that's, you know, usually how, you know, we fund them. Sometimes they don't have the capital to create an enterprise, or they don't have they feel they don't have the confidence. They feel they cannot do it. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, it's lack of confidence in yourself not to do it. If I had known better, I probably, you know, if I'd been much more intellectually driven, like most, you know, French studies pushing you towards more intellectual, you're a lot less entrepreneurs if you're a lot more intellectual. It's a very interesting thing about America, I discovered about America. You are doers. You make things happen. You don't always, you know, think things overly.
Should I hire that person?
Yes,
should I not?
That's right.
Yep.
You hire. You make a mistake. You make a mistake. That's not a problem. I mean, it's okay. You make a mistake. You move forward. You don't dwell but that was a mistake 10 years ago. And the weight of history and the weight of all those things that sometimes in Europe we burden with that we don't have here.
What was the hardest part of you being an entrepreneur for the last, 19 years building Cuisine Solutions?
It's actually to deal with the shareholders. I had the passion and I had the really great ways to I thought we were doing an industry, creating an industry, doing new things and so on. And it's very difficult to talk to short-term shareholders that only have the next quarter in view or the next, when you create a company from nothing or you create an industry, you can't really budget for the next quarter or the next 2 months, the next month or whatever is going to happen. It's just, you know, you're going for trends, long-term trends, and you look at your business over 2 or 3 years, see if it's moving in the right direction. You have to adapt very quickly mm-hmm. in case things change and so on. But you can't discuss with somebody as only as a focus on financial. And actually, we saw the results of that. The sole focus on financial put us in the mess that we are in.
Yeah.
I think it's perfect. And that's totally non-entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
It's like
food. It takes a long time
that's
to preserve it and then a long time to savor it,
that's right?
But
long-term shareholders are great people to be with because they believe in what you're doing. They believe in the industry. They believe they push you. They push you forward. Say, oh, you're doing a good job. Or they're doing a bad job when you're doing a bad job. It's the short-term fixed people, you know, the big analysts and things like that. They just don't understand the way it works. It's just about numbers. And an enterprise is not about numbers.
Well, I want to thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
And enjoy horseback riding, right? You enjoy horseback riding? Enjoy
rugby and horseback riding.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of both.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for being here. It's the President, CEO, and Director of Cuisine Solutions, Stanislas Vilgren. And, of course, his bio and his audio cast, his bio and his a link to Cuisine Solutions, all available at leadersportfolio.com. I'm Rebecca Blacksmith. I encourage you to nominate a leader or leadership company for the 2010 Leaders Portfolio Awards at leadersportfolio.com, as well as listen to all these different CEO interviews. Thanks to our sponsors, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, Hilton Garden Inn. I enjoy speaking with you about leadership. This has been Rebecca Blacksmith asking you what's in your